Brothers and sisters in Christ, I like what you've done with the floors in here. Good job. Very nice. We just, if you don't know, we had our floors waxed over the past week. And we priest-run retreat. So it's kind of a new life for us, especially as we're preparing to celebrate our great feast day starting tonight, the vigil of Pentecost, the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is exactly what the Holy Spirit does, is he makes all things new, and changes our hearts and brings us to Jesus. And we know the power of the Holy Spirit is coming. And hopefully over this past week, you've been praying very much for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't, do it today as much as you can. Ask for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Pray that prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. And realize that our Lord wants to bless you with these great gifts. It's amazing what our Lord can do. And what he will do for those who turn to him in their hearts. He wants to bless us with great gifts. And so many amazing miracles happen, as is described here at the end of the Gospel of St. John. If all of the things that Jesus did were to be written down, he doesn't think that the whole world contained the books. That's a lot of books. So the number of things that God has done and is doing and wants to do are manifold. And the Holy Spirit is the one who does that work to us in us as he brings us to Jesus. And so let us allow him to do that as we pray very much today for the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. And he brings us at this Holy Mass to Jesus, who is truly present in the Holy Eucharist. We prepare our hearts to receive him now.